Hello.
This is the Gimmick Podcast.
Season 4.
I'm Kim.
Season 4. And I'm Michaela.
Wow. Man, it's taken us forever to get this going. I thought we'd do one last month, and here we are, February. That's how time is. Sands of the hourglass go by quick.
They really do.
You think you're on top of stuff, and next thing you know, it's a month later.
Yep.
But that's why we're not going to say next week or whatever. We're just going to put them out as soon as we can.
Exactly.
And there's been a whole lot going on, so it's kind of, you know, understandable that it's been a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
But we're starting our new, brand new season 4. Can you imagine? Thank you, Keys, for being with us. Starting four.
Yes.
That's amazing. And it's been so much fun. I love doing it. I'm always thinking different topics and strange topics. And I have some fun ones for this season, too. So
it's going to be fun.
I really love doing it. And spreading love is what we're all about. Mm. Love and music, where it's at. So, quilts and cover songs. I thought it'd be a good place to start. Something lovely, something warm and lovely. And who doesn't like a good cover song? If it's done poorly, it's not as joyful as it could be. But boy, when it's done really well, I think it's sometimes people will add their own little twist to it, which makes it really good.
I was going to say, as long as it's not a bad one, because we've all heard some bad cover songs in our time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But good ones are really cool. Mm-hmm. That's how I discovered a lot of bands growing up.
Me too. That's how I discovered, what was her name? Now help me think of her name. The one who did Paper Hearts that Jungkook did from BTS.
No idea what her name is. But
I do. It'll come to me when we take a break. But
I have no idea what it is. But yes.
It's on the tip of my tongue, too. And she's lovely. She's super lovely. But I can't think of it right now. Anyway, I have discovered artists through cover songs before.
Me too.
JK is one. And he did also that one by Pink Sweats.
Yeah.
Pink Sweats.
That one.
Yes.
It's a good one.
Drawing blanks today. But it's okay. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it'll come to me when I least expect it. But so not right now.
What do quilts and cover songs have in common?
They both cover you.
They're warm.
They are warm coverages of love.
They're comforting. They are familiar.
And people wouldn't cover a song that they didn't like.
Yeah.
Unless to make a joke about it, I guess. But most people honor the artist by covering their songs.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing it for a long time.
I mean, even Weird Al, he makes jokes, but
they're so clever.
He does it in such a respectful way.
Right. And he always gets permission to.
Yeah.
Like, Prince never wanted his songs covered. He never wanted a parody of his song, and he never did.
He's the only one who ever said no to Weird Al.
Yeah.
But Weird Al respected him for it.
Totally. I mean, just like, that's why he asked, you know.
Who doesn't love Weird Al? I'm surprised we didn't pick Weird Al songs, actually.
Yeah.
He's like the king of cover songs.
Well, I thought about songs that I wanted to pick, but I decided to go with artists that sang the original song and not an artist who changed the lyrics some, but used the music, which there's a lot of good ones like that too. But I decided not to do that. So I definitely picked songs that were sung with the original lyrics.
Yeah.
But I got a word first. You want a word?
Let's have a word from our sponsors. I'm just kidding. We don't have any.
I'm your sponsor.
Just a regular old word. Let's have a word.
Okay. It's a Greek word called halcyon.
Halcyon?
Halcyon.
Okay.
And is used as an adjective, refers to a period of time in the past that was happy and peaceful.
There was one of those?
Yes, there was sometime.
Oh.
In the halcyon days.
Sorry.
And as a noun, it's also a tropical Asian and African kingfisher bird with brightly colored plumage. And as a mythical bird, it's said by ancient writers to breed in a nest floating at sea at the winter solstice, charming the wind and waves into calm to keep her nest safe.
Magical.
It kind of is a cool word for what's going on, you know. Troubled waters, calm sea, trying to keep everything together in a lovely, calm way to keep the nest safe. And it just kind of, I don't know. And I love birds, so, and I love periods of happy and peaceful. So it just felt like the right word. And I used it in a sentence. Despite the current chaos in the office, the boss reminisced about the halcyon days when everyone actually showed up to work on time.
It's pretty clever. It's very clever.
Yeah. Okay. So, what do you want to do? You want to jump into a cover song or do you want to talk about quilts first?
Let's warm up with a cover song first.
Okay. You go.
Me?
You go.
Okay.
Not Hugo.
Hugo?
Hugo.
Me go. Okay. I picked Punk Rock Girl, covered by Streetlight Manifesto. It's originally by the Dead Milkmen. And it is a song that is very near and dear to my heart. And I love Streetlight Manifesto. And their cover is just Chef's Kiss.
Chef's Kiss.
It's so good. Their 99 Songs of the Revolution album is fantastic because it's all cover songs. And originally, they were going to do the 99 Songs of the Revolution. I think they only did like 10.
After 10, it just got a little cumbersome, I guess.
They haven't released an album in like 11 years, which they Tokay keeps saying this is the year.
This could be the year.
That we're going to get a new Streetlight Manifesto album.
Going to be magic.
Maybe. We'll see. But in the meantime, they have fabulous music that we can listen to. And this is Punk Rock Girl, covered by Streetlight Manifesto. Girl, covered by Streetlight Manifesto.
Such a fun song.
If you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing.
Yeah.
It's such a good song. I love every Streetlight song ever made. So
they're such a stellar band.
So good.
Yeah.
Nice. I love that song so much.
Yes, we were singing a lot. All right, I guess I'll pick mine.
Mm-hmm, it's your turn.
I did Bridge Over Troubled Water. The original is written by Paul Simon. And I did it covered by Johnny Mathis, who I love, who I grew up with. And this song has been covered by Adele, too, that was really good. And Aretha Franklin did like a gospel version of it and kind of changed the lyrics some. And hers is really, really good. And I almost picked that one. But I decided I wanted, like I said, I didn't want one that had lyrics that were changed some. Mm-hmm. I wanted the original. So I picked Johnny Mathis covering that one. So Bridge Over Troubled Water, which he wrote it in 1969, Paul Simon did, and Johnny Mathis did cover in 1970. And it was recorded by Simon and Garfunkel in 1972. So let's go. Bridge Over Troubled Water, covered by Johnny Mathis and written by Paul Simon. It feels appropriate for with nowadays and everything. And I always said our podcast is like a bridge to all our keys all over the world. Like Stray Kids, all over the world. So, yeah. So it's always been one of my favorite songs. I loved Simon and Garfunkel's album and grew up with them. And I go down that rabbit hole a lot. Also, Johnny Cash did a cover of the song, which is really good. So check that out, which is kind of fun. I like hearing all the different versions of the same song, which is fun too. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like Paul Simon liked them. He really liked Aretha Franklin's version, her gospel
Franklin.
Version. You know, she's been sounding so good. So, you know. R-E-S-P-C-T. I know what it means to me. Mm. I always like that song. So. Okay, on to quilts.
Quilts.
Quilting is a practice of stitching layers of fabric and padding together, as if you didn't know. The origins of quilting can be traced back to ancient civilizations in Egypt, China, North Africa, and the Middle East. An ivory carving from the first dynasty of Egypt depicts a pharaoh wearing a quilted mantle, and this is considered the earliest known evidence of quilting. Wow, the pharaohs. That was pretty crazy. A quilted floor covering discovered in Mongolia is estimated to date back to between 100 BC and 200 AD. Wow. Early uses were for warmth and protection. Quilted garments were worn under armor by the Crusaders to keep them warm and comfortable. Quilted floor coverings were used in homes. So they are warm. Mm-hmm. I do like quilts. Some early decorative quilts are, they were linen padded with wool. The Tristan quilt is the earliest known surviving European bed quilt made in Sicily in the 14th century. And the quilt depicts scenes from the legend of Tristan and Isolde. And the Victorian era crazy quilts, freeform quilts, made from mixed match fabric. Scraps without a pattern. And I go into crazy quilts a little bit, so I guess I should go right into it. I kind of wrote more about it.
Yeah.
The decorative quilts often composed with blocks made from wide variety of fabrics, cut into shapes, stitched to a foundation block, and embellished with hand embroidery. Sorry for the crinkled paper. Crazy quilts were often made in the Victorian era, started after 1876 Philadelphia Centennial at the Centennial Exposition. The most popular exhibit was from Japan and featured asymmetrical art and cracked glazed ceramic design. And women were excited to incorporate this new look into their quilts. And the women's magazines helped make crazy quilts all the rage. And they were usually used with all kinds of different fabrics, like there was silk and wool. And no batting was used in these because they were usually displayed as art and not used for bedding. And they used yarn, like poked yarn through it to tie them at various places to hold the back together. So that was pretty interesting.
Fascinating.
More quilts. Okay, I got a crinkle go backwards. I forgot I did add that. Amish women began quilting after settling in Pennsylvania and the Midwest in the early 1700s. American quilt makers developed their own styles and approaches. Crib quilts became very common in mid-19th century America. And quilts were often made to commemorate important family events, such as marriage, a birth, or moving to a new place, often made from scraps of old dresses, burlap sacks, and dishcloths.
Scratchy.
I don't know. I can't do the burlap thing. So
scratchy.
Yikes. I don't like a scratchy.
I mean, they used what they had. You got to respect that.
Yeah, but the wool and stuff kept you warm and dry. So I get it. But I would definitely have to have something cotton between me and the wool. A joke?
Let's have a joke. I love jokes.
Okay. Did Adam and Eve have a date?
Yes.
No, they had an apple.
Oh. I was figuring there's probably one in the garden somewhere, so they probably did.
They probably did. But
okay, yeah. I got you.
Should we do one more joke?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Disguise.
Disguise who?
Disguise your Valentine. Bailey.
I was like, wait, which guy? Yes, that
this guy.
That guy is my Valentine.
Disguise. So I was trying to find some Valentine jokes, but there's some pretty lame ones out there.
It's okay. It's okay. We work with what we get.
So here's one more. One more.
One more. Let's go.
What did the hat say to the scarf?
What?
You hang around while I go on ahead.
Ah, that's cute.
Kind of a winter joke.
That one's cute.
Thank you. So, second song.
Song.
Yay, with the second song.
So the next one I picked is My Brain is Hanging Upside Down, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, cover by MXPX.
Ooh.
It was originally written by the Ramones.
Nice.
And MXPX was one of the first punk bands I got into when I was just a wee little preteen.
Oh, I loved them and so much.
I still absolutely adore MXPX.
Yeah. Like, they were the happiest find.
I feel like, because they've grown up and I've grown up, and I kind of feel like we've grown up together, even though I'm as old as the band is. But yeah. I digress. That is beside the point.
No, they were the happiest find.
But I was looking through the songs on, because this is off the cover, on the cover. This is off the album, on the cover, too. And I was looking through it, because it was one of the first albums I got. Mm. And I was looking through it, and I'm just like, man, there's so many good songs on here. And it was through that album that I discovered a lot of bands and a lot of songs. But this one just kind of, it just kind of hit right. It's one of my favorite Ramones songs, too. So, My Brain is Hanging Upside Down, covered by MXPX.
I know that feeling.
My brain is hanging upside down. Quotes, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. Covered by MXPX.
Originally by
the Ramones.
So good. Yeah, MXPX does the best cover songs.
My love for MXPX will never die. I've loved them for,
ever.
Oh.
Ever.
If I start thinking about it in years, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact they're still doing music makes me so happy.
They have a special place in my heart. And Mike Herrera's podcast is fantastic. Just saying.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
Yes.
His kids are fantastic.
Oh, I'm
they're
sure they
all
are.
Fantastic.
They're all fantastic.
So I did find the name of the artist who did Paper Hearts, and it's Tori Kelly. Sorry, Tori. She's fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. And so that was my happy find through JK of BTS. And he did a cover of At My Worst by Pink Sweats.
That's also a really good song.
And I believe Mew Supposit, the Thai singer, did a cover of that same song. And he's another one who is wonderful at cover songs. I don't know if he did a whole album, but sometimes we have a hard time pulling up foreign artists. So, especially cover songs. And if they don't post it, then it's hard to
sometimes to pull they it up. Post it on YouTube only. And then you can't get it on Spotify.
So,
and there are certain cross-referencing things, cross-platform things that are problematic for your editor, aka me.
Exactly. But I definitely wanted to give him a shout out because I almost picked one of his songs, one of his cover songs.
I love Mew.
So I'm going to pick mine. I decided to go with Make You Feel My Love, covered by Billy Joel, written by Bob Dylan in 1997. And this song is really, really good. I like it. Adele does a cover of it. I was thinking she did a cover of Bridge, but she did the cover of Make You Feel My Love. And hers is really, really good, too. But I liked Billy Joel's cover of it because he does sound like Bob when he does it. And I've always been a huge fan of Billy Joel from long, long, long ago. I probably got most of all his old records.
I think you do. Actually.
I've gotten a lot. I loved him. So, Make You Feel My Love, covered by Billy Joel. Let's go. Make You Feel My Love, covered by Billy Joel, written by Bob Dylan.
It's a good song.
Yeah, we need lots of love out there. Love to keys. Love makes everything better. So, yay. So I went lovely, and quilts make me think of lovely things and lovely warmth. And they're, to me, very, what is the word? Comforting. More so than a comforter, which comforters are better for me because I don't like weight on me when I sleep. Mm. I have fibromyalgia, so weighted blankets hurt. But I will endure the pain for a quilt. I don't know why that is, but yeah. I like to feel that warmth on those. So, love.
Love.
So I picked some popular quilt patterns to talk about, too. The log cabin is one of them. It symbolizes home, warmth, and security for pioneers. The center square represented the hearth and was usually done in red. And the narrow strips of fabric around it represented the logs of a cabin. So I thought that was kind of cool. I like the log cabin ones. And then there's Jacob's Ladder, also known as the Underground Railroad quilt. And this pattern commemorates the journey of slaves to freedom. And the pattern is named after the biblical story of Jacob, who is the son of Isaac, and who had a dream of a ladder that reached to heaven with angels going up to and from earth. So I thought, yeah, like a bridge, like a quilt.
Ladders and bridges are similar.
Right, right.
They get you places.
And when I think of quilts, I think of comfort and warmth and safety. Mm-hmm. And I thought Jacob's Ladder is appropriate for, you know, slaves going to freedom. So, yeah, that's where heaven is. Freedom and love for everyone. Yay. And then there's the nine patch, and it's a simple and quick pattern that uses up scraps of fabric. Pioneer women use this pattern to make utility quilts for warmth, and the design was popular during the Civil War and can because of the easy patterns. It didn't take much to do those, so they were really popular then. And then there's the star quilt, a popular motif in the U.S., with many subtle variations and names. The sawtooth star pattern is made with flying geese. So, And then we already talked about the crazy quilts.
The crazy quilts.
Then there was the pinwheel quilts. The pattern depicted the vanes of a water pump windmill, which were common along the Oregon Trail in the 19th century. And pinwheel quilts that were created during the Great Depression were often pieced together with cotton feed sacks. And once the manufacturer of the feed sacks got wind that women were using it to make quilts and clothes and curtains, they decided to produce fabric with patterns and prints on them for ladies, which I thought was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then there's the friendship quilt. originally a New England fad, friendship quilts gained a lot of traction during the early to mid 19th century when they were made and signed by loved ones as a going away gift for someone special. And each person would make a square and then they would put them all together and sign it. So I always thought that was cool.
That is a super cool idea. I've never heard of that.
I would love to do that. So they'd have like a foundation, like a bottom piece, usually a muslin, big solid piece. And then family and friends would bring their little quilt.
Their little patches.
That they have designed themselves. And then they would all piece them together. And I think they're wonderful. I think it's a great way to get ladies together. And, you know, anybody can do them too. So I thought that was cool. So let's go to a joke.
Jokes.
Wanna? Okay, it's another knock-knock joke. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Lettuce in. It's cold outside.
Oh, it's been so cold.
Oh, my. It was like 7 below. And poor Michaela had to scrape my windshield.
My arms are sore.
Because she's got the really good scraper.
And the muscles.
And the muscles.
And the height.
And yeah. Yes.
My arms are sore from scraping your windshield.
I bet.
I was like, oh, so goodness.
Bad. And I still had to scrape because I had a doctor's appointment. So
I had to go.
But thanks to her, I only had to scrape a little bit because it would have been just
brutal.
Terrible. And that ice was solid on those blades.
Yeah, it was
too.
Like 10 degrees yesterday is the high. I'm like, this is fine.
Yeah. So that joke felt good.
It feels very appropriate.
Lettuce in. It's called Lettuce In. Yeah. How did the snow globe feel after hearing a scary story?
How?
A bit shaken up.
I like that one.
How do mountains stay warm in winter?
Because they have blankets on?
They put on their snow caps.
Oh. I was thinking a blanket of snow.
Our mountains have a lot of snow now.
Yeah, I was thinking a blanket of snow. And I'm like, you know, blankets keep you warm.
Yeah, get that.
Yeah. It counts.
I see where you're going with it.
It counts. I'll count it for myself.
Well, let's do our last song, shall we?
My last song. And it's actually the one that you mentioned. Because I was like, oh, that's good. That's a good one. Take On Me, covered by Real Big Fish.
I love that song. I love the Norwegian band.
By Aha.
Yeah.
It's so good. Mm. And I almost did Brown Eyed Girl because that cover is also really good. And I just love Real Big Fish.
And I love Aha.
I love Aha. And this cover is so good. It's one of their most played songs on Spotify. Which I find kind of ridiculous, but also it's really good, so I get it.
And you don't hear very many Norwegian bands either. And I don't think anybody really knew that Aha was a Norwegian band for a long time.
I doubt people now know that the band who did Take On Me is Norwegian.
Yeah.
So there's a fun bit of trivia you could take to all the parties and impress your friends with.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Take On Me, covered by Real Big Fish. Take On Me, covered by Real Big Fish.
Originally by Aha.
It's so good. It's so good. But I think ska horns make everything better.
Definitely happier.
Just so upbeat and fun, and it makes you want to dance.
Definitely dancier.
Dancier.
Danciest?
Dancier.
Much more dancy.
Prancier.
Sure. Dancing and prancing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick mine.
Mm-hmm.
I picked I Will Always Love You, written by Dolly Parton. Covered by Whitney Houston for the movie The Bodyguard that came out in 1992. And Dolly Parton wrote this song as a farewell to her business partner and mentor, Porter Wagner when she decided to leave and pursue a solo career. So, yay. And I absolutely love Dolly's version, her original, and Whitney Houston's version was just beautiful. She was such a good singer, and I miss her every day. I do. But we still have Dionne Warwick, so yay. Their family has such great singing pipes. I definitely admire them to the fullest. So I will always love you. And I think, like I said, I really wanted this to be a lovely one too, because I think we really, really, really need it. So I will always love you. I will always love you, Keith. Covered by Whitney Houston. Let's go. I Will Always Love You, covered by Whitney Houston, written by Dolly Parton. Yay! Who doesn't love Dolly Parton? Crazy people.
If you don't, you're wrong.
Yeah, she's just
Dolly Parton. I mean,
she's
so
iconically wonderful. I love her. She's just a great person all around. So let's back to quilts.
Uh-huh.
There's the Lemoyne quilt, also called the Eight-Pointed Star. Well, you can't say that five times fast. Eight-Pointed Star. There are a few theories surrounding the original design and creation of this quilt. One of them suggests that it made its first appearance in Versailles, allegedly, Jean-Louise Moyne designed the tiles of this pattern in the early 1700s. This pattern then ended up on his cousin's coat of arms. Turn the crinkly page.
Mm-hmm.
And Jean-Baptiste and Pierre Lemoyne, who would go on to found New Orleans. And from here, the pattern became part of an early American quilting.
Cool.
Then there's the Rose of Sharon. And this pattern is believed to be one of the oldest quilt patterns in existence. The exact date of origin is unknown. Though the quilt has roots in American history, the Rose of Sharon is actually mentioned in the Bible and may refer to a Palestinian flower that grows on the plains of Sharon. The English translation substitutes the word rose for tulip, as is described in the original text.
Hmm. Very cool.
So there you go. Now you know a little bit about some patterns, which I thought was kind of cool.
That's pretty interesting.
There's so much to it, really. There's a lot, which a lot of our topics, you can really go down a rabbit hole of all day. And I love some of the historical significance of quilts. And I always think it's so neat when, like, great-grandmothers pass down their quilts to their grandkids or make them special quilts to pass on. So I love that. I love traditional things like that. You know, we got to hold on to our roots and our traditions. It's what makes us all unique and special. So it's importante. Importante. And so that's all I got except for the dramas that I'm watching. So I finished watching What Comes After Love, K-drama, and it starred the Japanese actor Kentaro Sakaguchi, who played in Only Just Married, J-drama that I watched before, and the South Korean actress Lee Si-young. And I finished watching the K2 K-drama starring Ji Chang-wook. Yay, Ji Chang-wook. He's one of my favorites. And Im Yoon-ha, and known as Yuna from Girls' Generation group. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that one was really, really good. I enjoyed that. And now I'm watching a Chinese drama called Winter Night. It came out in 2022. And it stars Chao Xing and Kido Ma. And that one's really good. And Chao Xing was in Dream Garden, which I talked about that Chinese drama, which was really good too. So Winter Night, and I'm also watching, because yes, I watch two at a time sometimes.
I don't know how you can keep it all straight when you do that.
Well, one's a Chinese and one's a Korean that drama, stuff. So it works out.
I know they're completely different, but I would just, to me, it would be akin to reading two books at the same time. Mm-hmm. I would get the plots mixed up.
No, I'm easy to keep it separate.
That's amazing.
They're kind of different. But I'm watching, it's called Abyss, and it came out in 2019, and it stars An Hyo-soop and Park Bo-young and So In-guk, both from Doom at Your Service. Mm. So that one's really getting good.
I love and So In-guk.
This one's good. Yeah, I love those. I love Park Bo-young too. So, you know, they're the two main, mm-hmm. and yeah, she's wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm really liking it. So that's all I got for that.
I'm still watching One Piece.
She will be for eternity, I think.
I mean, technically,
it doesn't end. So
I'm in the 600s.
Wow. Okay.
So
okay.
I'm catching up to what is released.
Nice.
So I'm like 60% of the way through it.
Well, you may not want to be totally caught up, because nothing is more frustrating is to wait for new ones.
This is true, and I despise waiting for new ones. Like, I hate reading, like, webtoons. I hate reading ones that aren't finished.
Yeah.
Because I can't wait. However, when it comes to One Piece, because, I don't know, it's such a big thing that I want to be there when the One Piece is revealed. I want to be a part of that and experience that. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, but it's taken me a while. It's been like 2 years. Mm-hmm. We're working on it.
And I've watched some of it.
I love
it. Because we did a birthday party of it and enjoyed that a lot. That's what we did for Michaela's birthday. And that turned out really good.
It was so fun.
And I had all these like craft projects and leftovers from previous birthday parties that I've done. And her boyfriend was so amazing that he created the table favors using all my little craft
bits.
Things. And it turned out so good.
It was amazing.
Because I had a batch of like underwater sea things that I did a shark birthday party, and he used that. There was starfish in it and all and kinds of like things.
An Easter egg that he turned into a devil fruit.
Yes.
And there was this tiny little skeleton, and he made an afro and put it on there so it looked like Brooke. It was
because
amazing.
I had some Halloween stuff because I'm always doing little parties. So that turned out super fun.
He's amazing.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm still watching. One Piece.
And it was cute because he says, well, you could just save this stuff and do my party as One Piece too, because they both watch it together.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to watch more so I can catch up to him. He's only a couple of episodes ahead of me. So it's been a journey though. It's been fun though, because then we send each other One Piece memes all the time now. So it's
cute.
It's like our inside joke.
Yeah.
And we're the only ones in our group that's watching it. So he's the only one I really have to talk to about it, but it's fun.
Well, I'm doing a birthday party on Sunday for my oldest daughter, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do Twin Peaks again because of David Lynch passing. We miss you, David. Mm-hmm. But I did Twin Peaks for her. I believe it was just last year. So she's just like, let's do it again since, you know, he passed away and we were both heartbroken over it. So we loved him. He was just so unique and you know, probably misunderstood on many levels, but he was just happy being himself. And I love that about him, you know, strange and quirky and fun and enlightening. And he always seemed really positive and happy. And, you know, that's kind of hard to be in the world. So, you know, I look up to that. Mm-hmm. It's a gift to be a positive light for everybody. So we should all strive to be that. You know, we are just so wonderful all together. All of us, all over the world, you know, all of us. So Keep that in mind. So we're going to keep putting out love out there because we love you all. You are all wonderful and special. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Mm-hmm. So next week, we're going to do soups and secrets. Soups and secrets.
I love soup.
That'll be fun.
Secrets I can take or leave, but soup.
Depends on what secrets.
If it's a secret ingredient in a soup, I'm down.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see what it is.
We'll talk about that next time.
Yeah.
This has been the Kimmick Podcast.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Akilah.
You guys take care. We love you, Kim.
Bye.